Since 2014, the city of Philadelphia has been dealing with a lawsuit over its controversial civil asset forfeiture program. Now, city officials are offering to take big steps to reform the practice. Though, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the advocacy group that brought the suit says the city's still not going far enough.
Civil asset forfeiture is when police take someone's property, car, or cash based on the suspicion that the person is linked to a crime. This happens without filing any charges. When the seized assets are sold, authorities use the proceeds to fund the police department and the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. Lawyers who filed the suit found it amounted to 20% of the DA's budget. The lawsuit against the city says this creates an illegal and perverse incentive.
Ask anyone, did you know that the police in the city keep forfeiture proceeds and they're the ones that, you know, decide whether to seize the property? It's common sense that, of course, that's some kind of conflict of interest.
Darpana Sheth is with the Institute for Justice, the public interest law firm that brought the suit. Recently, the city proposed a major change. It would use forfeiture proceeds for drug treatment programs, not paying the salaries and overtime for police and DAs.
Sure, you know, the court should definitely enjoin this practice going forward. We don't oppose that. But we do oppose the idea that that is the end and resolves this claim entirely.
So why is Sheth still unhappy? Because she wants the city to admit that it violated the rights of people whose property was seized. City lawyers wouldn't agree to an interview, but in a recent court filing, they said they used a valid state law and never stomped on anyone's rights. Sheth says she will fight to get the city to admit wrongdoing. If there's a court order saying the city was at fault, it would allow thousands of Philadelphians to sue for damages. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.